community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, we're going to have our regular chat with the Brentwood Gazette. Piers, this time. Hello, Piers.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Now, come on, you've already rolled me up already by talking to me about your front page tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, basically, we're doing a front page about housing in Brentwood and the potential to see several thousand houses south of the borough. Mm. Now, this comes from a communique that Brentwood and Basildon have put out together. It's jointly called a Memorandum of Understanding, and it basically means that Brentwood and Basildon are going to work together to find suitable lots and lots of houses, which the government have told them they've got to find by 2030 because there's not enough houses in the land, blah, blah, blah. So they've identified a large strip of greenbelt land in between Laindon and West Horndon. Part of it lies in Brentwood Borough and part of it lies in Basildon Borough, which is where the Memorandum of Understanding comes from and how they're going to jointly work together to find common ground, no pun intended. So they're... now, we understand, but the council hasn't put this out directly, but we understand, we've got a good source that that indicates that there could be as many as 2,500 houses on the side and several thousand extra more on... several thousand houses, I should say, on the Basildon side.
Yeah.
Now, this all lends itself to a lot of debate. You know, is Greenbelt sacred? Is it sank? You know, should it be kept and not be touched? Or is there a demand, is there a need for houses in the country, in Brentwood and Basildon specifically, because there aren't enough houses for everyone? People have been locked out of buying a house. You know, NIMBYism, I've got a house, therefore I'm going to pull up the... I'm all right, Jack. Yep. Tough.
Fair dues.
Yep.
I'm in that group.
I'm in that group too, but it's not fair on the people who aren't.
No. I don't totally understand. I totally understand where you're coming from. But I spent years and years ago, it was about 25, maybe 26 years ago, I moved into Romford. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
When Romford was a lovely area. Well, it's never been a lovely area, but when Romford was nice.
More green, shall we say.
It was a lot greener. The people were a lot calmer. They were nicer to you. And over a 22-year period, because that's how long I was in Romford, over a 22-year period, everybody started to get a little bit more uptight. There was a piece of house on there now. There's a roundabout here. Block of flats on that roundabout. Do you know the hospital? Yeah, it's not there anymore. Built some flats. Every inch, every square inch, somebody built a property on it. And over this time, there were more and more brick walls appearing all over the place, and everyone's getting more and more uptight. Until the end of it, I wouldn't even go for a drink in Romford on a Friday night. I used to go to Hornchurch with my friends. And everybody can fully understand, and I don't think anybody can argue with what I've just said. It's, you know, it's just the way things have gone. No one's particularly to blame. It's just evolution, if you like, of an area. Don't want to see Brentwood go that way. I desperately don't want to see Brentwood go that way. I think this is an amazing town. Brentwood and Billericay is absolutely fantastic. The people are nicer, and I think it's to do with the trees that are down the avenues, down the roads, tree-lined avenues. There's grass outside, there's this. And there's a certain amount, I mean, I sound very pagan now, but there's a certain amount to this, let nature breathe a little bit and don't build a brick wall on it.
Yeah.
I think we are calmer because of it, to be honest with you.
I mean, there is the argument, and no one can deny that green spaces aren't beautiful.
And they're gorgeous, and they aren't
good for the psyche and just people's general health. But at the end of the day...
they want a house.
You've got a house.
Yes,
I've got a house. What about the poor people who don't have a house and who are stuck in rented accommodation because they can't afford the deposit? The house price is too much,
and let's
be real about this. Their rent will be more expensive than your mortgage.
Oh, of course it will.
So they can't even afford to pay or afford to raise the money or save up for a deposit because they're spending so much more on rental.
But surely that's a different subject. That's down.
No,
to building societies working out schemes for first-time buyers to be able to buy houses.
I'm afraid that's one argument, but I'm going to come from the devil's advocate side here.
No,
and say it's supply and demand. And the reason house prices are increasing as they are is because there aren't enough houses to go around. The reason that anything decreases in value is because there is less demand for it.
And that
applies to Mars bars, to oil, to cars.
Everything.
So the one way to address the housing crisis is to build more houses. It's not going to go away by just not doing anything. Now, people might in angst and say, oh, well, what about the lovely green fields around Brentwood? But what about the poor people? I call them poor. What about the unfortunate people who desperately want a house, but they can't get it on the housing ladder because the mortgages or their rental is too much compared to the mortgages? The deposits are way beyond their means. And, you could argue that it's keeping Brentwood in aspic. It's not real by not building houses here.
I can understand where you're coming from. But if you take a look at the global housing problem all around the world, globally, we're in a minority, people that own their own houses. Majority of people, I mean, something like two-thirds against the third. Two-thirds of the majority of the people that are living somewhere rent it.
That's a culture thing, isn't it? But that's, you're not going to change.
But even in America.
You're not going to change that by.
Even in America, though.
You're not going to change that.
France.
But you're not going to change that by not doing anything.
No, I know, but it's just. I've often looked at this and thought, am I a pillock? Or am I one of the third that are the clever ones? I can't quite work out what side of the line I'm on, to be honest with you. Whether it's more logical. I mean, America, New York, and all the rest. I mean, 90% is all rented. And they're owned by big landlords and.
Yeah.
But people just they survive. They're all okay. No one's having problems. They're all.
Yeah. I think maybe people are coming in from the wrong side. I mean, what should be done, I think, is address the different economies that are progressing at different rates in the country. So more should be done to help businesses in the north of England, which would encourage more people to live there. At the moment, the southeast is becoming, saturated. It was down here because these are where the jobs are.
That's right. The surrounding areas of London. That's
you can't
right.
blame
yeah.
them.
No, I can't blame them at all, to be honest with you.
So they come down here because these are where the jobs are. And believe it or not, people need a roof over their head. Not everyone wants to live in a tent. So what do you do? Well, you have to build more houses down here, or you have to increase the chances for growth and economic prosperity elsewhere, which would encourage people to go or live elsewhere in the country. Now that comes down to national policy. That doesn't come down to Borough Council. But at the moment, Borough Council and Basildon have been given an order, should we call it, from on high, from the government, to find best part of 2030.
See, that's a lot of houses, isn't it?
It's a lot of houses, but there are an awful lot of people.
That's a lot of houses, 20,000.
By 2030, that's 15 years.
What side of the line do you fall on? What would you like to see happen?
I would like to see more help, more assistance being given to the provinces. So whatever it be, maybe government grants or start-up help for businesses elsewhere in the country. Because at the moment, the southeast isn't coping.
No, it isn't.
Everyone comes down
here
because this is where the jobs are, and London is sucking all the innovation and the money from elsewhere. And London becomes too expensive. Fine, people live in Brentwood. It's only half an hour away, to 40 minutes worth of train.
What you've just said is right. I can't argue with anything you said.
So that's the way to do it. You either address it nationally and get people moving or living elsewhere in the country, or you have to provide them houses, because not doing anything and saying, well, you're late to the party, tough, you're going to have to stay in rented accommodation for the rest of your life, ain't fair.
Have you got, on your front page tomorrow, have you got an email address or website?
People can...
Hot topic,
well,
you know.
It probably will be. But people can join in by going to our Facebook page, and they can obviously email us at editorial@gazettenews.co.uk. And we've also got a Twitter account at Gazette Series. So all those different ways, join in the debate and see what you say.
I'd love to hear if you get any. No, you're going to get some. There's got to be someone. You know there is.
Perhaps,
there always is.
Perhaps there always are. But you know, it's one of those things that you've got to, you know, take the, you know, grass and nettle. You've got to grasp a bull by the horns and just say, look, what else are you meant to do? Because doing nothing isn't going to work.
No, fair do. Agree with that. You can't just sit back and do nothing. Something has to happen. Piers, thank you so much for coming in again, and we'll see you again next week.
See you again next week.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.